This is Rhema for Today.
Now, anything that God's Word says. See, now there are a lot of things you'll have to talk to Him about because God's Word just specifically doesn't talk about it. But anything that God's Word says is yours, belongs to you, you can believe for. Now, what happens a lot of times with the so-called faith message is that folks go off trying to believe for things way out beyond the Word of God, not beyond anything almost. Like one fellow said right here in Tulsa when I first came here to preach years ago. In fact, he said this to me February 1964. Well, what if I was to say, pray for and say, I'm going to get 10 million oil wells? Well, I said, if you really believed it, you'd get it, but you don't believe it, you're not going to get it. He said, well, no, I don't. I said, well, forget it then.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Knowing God as Your Father, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Brother Hagin for today's message.
You out there? Or have I lost you? No, thank God. Praise God. Well, now some folks said it's too late for me. I'm too old. No, it isn't. Start in where you are now. Young folks, pick up right where you are and go with the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now then, prayer. You see, we come to Him praying about our needs, of course. He knows what you have need of before you ask Him. We can come to Him, as Hebrews says here, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy. If you need mercy, it's available, thank God. And find grace. Grace, hallelujah, to help in the time of need. There's need again. Hallelujah. But then there's time you need to spend with Him just praying about His will for your life. And sometimes those things you need to take time to talk it over with Him. There are things that you can share with Him and you should share with Him in prayer life that you can't share with others. Are you listening to me? You can't pray about in a group, but you can talk to Him about the most intimate details of your life. He's concerned about them. He's interested in them. He'll tell you and show you, if you'll listen to Him, just exactly what to do. Amen? Now the Word of God tells us also about the prayer of faith. We're all familiar, of course, with Mark 11:24. Where Jesus said, therefore, send you what things ever you desire when you pray. Believe that you'll receive them and you shall have them. Now in James, the very first chapter, the fifth verse of the first chapter, James says, if any man among you lack wisdom, let him ask of the Father, if any of you, that means men or women among you, lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Now notice the next verse. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now you see, he starts off by talking about wisdom. He winds up by talking about anything. Now what is he saying? That man that doubts or wavers, see, let him ask in faith, nothing doubting. The man that doubts or wavers, and he's writing to Christians, he isn't writing to sinners. He wrote this to the church. He said, is any sick among them, called for the elders of the church? So this belonged to the church. Now notice, let not that man think, or woman either, or person, think they shall receive anything of the Lord. What man? What person? The one that doubts. The one that wavers. He's like a wave of the sea that's tossed by the wind. Now anything that God's Word says. See, now there are a lot of things you'll have to talk to Him about because God's Word just specifically doesn't talk about it. But anything that God's Word says is yours, belongs to you, you can believe for. Now what happens a lot of times with the so-called faith message is that folks go off trying to believe for things way out beyond the Word of God, and out beyond anything almost. Like one fellow said right here in Tulsa when I first came here to preach years ago. In fact, he said this to me in February 1964. Well, what if I was to say, pray for and say I'm going to get 10 million oil wells? Well, I said, if you read or believed it, you'd get it, but you don't believe it and you're not going to get it. He said, well, no, I don't. I said, well, forget it then. Now, that's ignorance gone to seed. Amen. I said to him, besides that, if you could believe for 10 million oil wells, I'd already have them myself. Amen, wouldn't you? I think nearly all of us would, wouldn't we? Amen. No, we're getting out beyond the Word. See, faith begins where the will of God is known. Hallelujah. See, when I know God's Word, for God's Word is His will, then I can do that Word. Now back to what I was talking about a while ago. So I began as a teenager just simply practicing the Word of God, doing just exactly what it said. Like it said, do not fret. I got a hold of that translation even back there. Do not fret. Have any anxiety about anything, but in everything. So I just practiced that. Well, I didn't have much problems, you know. It was just 17, 18, 19, 20 year old. I was preaching. I was pastor of church out in the country. But really, I just went out there and preached on weekends. There wasn't no great burden about it, you know. You're just out there to preach. And I don't know, country folks are pretty self-reliant anyway. They weren't looking for somebody to carry them or do something for them. Amen. They're looking to do something for you. But then I got to, as a Baptist boy, baptized with the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues and came over among the Pentecostals and started to pastor the Pentecostal church. Man, now here I am, you see. 21 years old with a wife and we expected our first child. And you talk about problems. Man, I didn't know people could have so many problems. I mean problems all the way from the church board to the Sunday school superintendent to Sunday school teachers down to the janitor. Man, if you went by your feelings, but you see, I'm always saying I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe. That's one of my favorite sayings. I didn't know Wigglesworth said it about that time I got a hold of his book. Now, Lord, he said it. This ought to encourage me. But, man, it was hard not to be moved by what you see. I'd get up on Sunday morning, I'd tell you I felt like. I'll be honest with you, you talk about crucifying the flesh. You talk about keeping the flesh under. What are you going to do? Well, now I was tempted sorely. Passed up marvelous opportunities to worry, to fret, to be overly anxious. Did just get right in the edge of it one Sunday morning, thinking about some of these problems. You know, nobody had come yet. It's before Sunday school time. Pastor's right next door, parking lot between the pastor's and the church. And I came to myself out walking the churchyard. Don't even remember getting out there. I was so taken up thinking about problems that existed. Wondering, what should you do about this? Till I came to myself out in the yard. I said to the Lord. See, I talk to Him all the time. Not just at certain times, all the time. How come me out here? Well, He answered back. See, prayer ought to be a conversation between you and the Father. It oughtn't just be a You doing all the talking, monologue. It ought to be a dialogue. You talk to him, he talk to you. What am I doing out here? Well, he said, the main thing is you're not practicing what you preach. You're beginning to become overly concerned about these things. I said, Lord, just standing out in front of the parson, well, between the parsons and the church, actually. Lord, I'm going to turn this over to you. I know it's my responsibility. I'm going to do my duty. I'm going to study. I'm going to prepare myself to preach. I'm going to visit the sick. I'm going to treat everybody in this church, everyone the same. That's my duty. I'm going to do that. I'm going to turn all the problems over to you. I can't solve them anyway. I don't know what to do about it. I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm going to not miss a wink of sleep, and I'm not going to miss one meal. I'll tell you, brother, that Sunday we started a revival run for over a year in our church. We had people every Sunday saved, healed, baptized, holy. See, we know those things, but every single one of us are tempted. And every single one of us, some way or another, just don't always put it into practice as full as we ought. Now, some of us will move back into it then. You know, when we see where we are. Well, I'll fill you in on a little bit more, because I want you to develop that prayer life, that fellowship, that walk with the Lord. And so I just simply refuse to worry about anything.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Another Living Faith Conference.
Yeah.
The first one is in Puyallup, Washington. That's April the 28th through the 30th at Experience Church. We haven't been there before, so no. We're excited about going there. There's Pastors Dennis and Lori Cummins. And if you're in that area, we invite you to come. And then we are going to where?
We go over to Hillsborough, Oregon.
That's right.
May 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
Wednesday through Friday, New Creation Church, Pastors Rod and Rebecca Sunholm. Listen, if you know people in that area or you live within the area, hey, come and see us. Come
yes.
and be a part of the conference. You will enjoy it. It is a great time. Now, on the last night of each conference,
yes,
that would be on Tuesday night in Washington and on Friday night there in Oregon, I have what I call healing night. I will minister about healing and I will pray for the sick. So, and we've had some tremendous
yes.
testimonies
yes.
of people that have been healed by the power of God. We will talk about that. You say, well, I don't know much about it. Well, you come and you'll hear about it and you can receive if you believe.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, Knowing God as Your Father. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.